Well, good evening and welcome to Crosswalk Talk. We're so happy to have you with us tonight because the presence of the Lord is definitely here. We are so looking forward to hearing His voice, aren't you? I'm Carlotta Waldman, the president and founder of Crosswalk Life, Now Faith TV, and Crosswalk Talk Radio. And we are looking forward to an opportunity of just sharing God's unconditional love and His favor and blessing in everything He's got with you tonight. I have Prophet Rita Phillips with us again. We're looking, we're planning to share personal prophetic ministry with you every first Thursday, you know, as often as we can. And so we welcome you, we encourage you to invite friends to listen and to share and to subscribe or comment, whatever you want to do. This program is for you so that you will know that God is alive and well today, that He hears your prayers, and He's always got something to say to everybody. Amen. I'd like to welcome Prophet Rita Phillips. She was my good friend and co-worker and fellow student at Christian International Florida. And she went on not only to be a team leader, but a team trainer, and then to be over all the prophetic teams there and stay longer down there than I did. I went on to begin Crosswalk Life. But how are you tonight, Prophet Rita?
I am doing well, Prophet Carlotta. It's a delight to be here.
We're just bubbling over tonight. That's what we do. We just get in the spirit and bubble over. We just hear God's voice, kind of like dictation. For those of you that wonder, there's different kinds of prophetic people. And we're the types that we just kind of hear it. Sometimes we see pictures too. But most of all, we love to just feel the presence of the Lord and His heart for others. Amen?
Amen. That's the most important thing, is to know your Lord and to know His voice and to know His heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And once you know it, you'll never be the same, because you'll Amen. Never believe it.
Amen. Amen. I love hearing God's voice. When I first started attending a church in Atlanta, Life Center Atlanta, where they had prophetic ministry every Friday night, I was there every Friday night till it closed, like at 11:30 or 12. I couldn't get enough of hearing God's voice.
I've heard a lot of people speak highly about the Life Center there in Dunwoody, Georgia. I personally have never been there, but I have met Pastor Mary and Pastor delightful people.
Amen. And then I went on to Christian International, where Rita and I were students together, and then we worked in the offices there together, and we had such a privilege of being able to work alongside the pastors, assistant pastors, and Bishop himself when he was home, and it was just such an honor to volunteer there, and oh, all that we learned, what an education it was, amen?
It was certainly an education, particularly for me. I am using all that I learned right now, and it's so helpful to be able to help somebody to walk a path that I've already walked and enable them to do it easier, because I've learned some of the pitfalls and some of the principles of how to walk it in Christ towards His kingdom in the way that our God wants us to walk.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We already have a bunch of callers, Rita, and I'm going to just give out the number, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, so you'll be clear up front, is take callers between 9:30 and 10:30 Eastern Time. 9:30 and 10:30, that's that middle hour, and we try to leave time at the end to pray for everyone and to share contact information and have worship song. So we're going to be sharing about pitfalls tonight for prophetic people. We call it PIT, Prophets in Training, or Prophetic People in Training. And we're going to be sharing just for a few minutes, 20-25 minutes, and then we'll begin taking callers. So if you're on a cell phone counting the minutes or something, you can just know that we are definitely not going to get to you till after 9:30. But what about these pitfalls, Rita? Have you experienced any?
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. I have experienced particularly the Elijah. I can be victorious. and know that I have been in the favor of the Lord and in His presence and glory, and then I can slip away, and all of a sudden, I can find myself in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
He will say, "What are you doing here?" Just like He asked Elijah, and all I can say is, "Lord, forgive me. It's not your plan that I be here. And I don't want to be here. So give me strength and grace to enable me to come out of the pit and to come out of the circumstances that engulf me and cause me to run to the cave. It's hiding."
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned through experience that part of that is because I would be angry about something that I did and judging myself and comparing myself, which in itself is what we are warned against and taught against, that we don't compare because we're unique. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us God made special for a special people to minister to. And if I compare myself, then I'm going against God's purposes for my life. He made Rita, and He made Rita the way He wanted her to be. And as I grow to be more like Him, then the more that I am in the fullness of the Rita that he created. And that's the thing. That Elijah, I mean, can you imagine the power of Elijah and what he accomplished when he was on the earth?
It was absolutely amazing to take an offensive stance like he would and confront the prophets of Baal and 800 of them or whatever, and to win and to have that physical power too with the donkey's jawbone, and then to run like he could run. And yet, here's a caution too, Prophet Rita, is not to get overtired. You know, you can minister so much so long that you get depressed or sad or angry or something just because you're exhausted.
That's true too.
We all need rest. But I think it's just absolutely amazing that he didn't go into pride or something, because some of us would err the other way. We'd go into pride after an extreme victory like that. And here God poured water. I mean, they poured water on their sacrifice, and God brought the fire down. And what an awesome day it was, in all of history, for that matter. But we all need to just voluntarily take the rest and be aware that if we don't, if we push too hard, and I'm not saying he was in sin, but we all need to be aware that we can get depressed or angry or exhausted, or more easily tempted right after a great victory.
That's exactly true. And so one of the flags and one of the cautions for people that minister in the prophetic, and we're all prophetic people, so is to be cautious and aware of the fact that you're not alone, that God has His hand and many men and women that are His mouthpiece, and He's all dealing with all of them. Don't ask me how He's able to do it, because we can be some brats sometimes.
Well, I think actually I need to correct myself, because there was a point when Prophet Elijah did think like, I'm the only one left, and he wasn't really cognizant of or wasn't acknowledging that there were many other people that were hungry after God too, you know, hundreds of other people. So we need to not think too highly of ourselves, or that our, just because his contribution was awesome doesn't mean he's the only one.
I thought about that and pondered and meditated on that particular situation with Elijah. And I never thought that was a pride thing, unless it was a reverse pride, because he just felt alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
could be.
I don't know. You know, we can't crawl into his mind anymore. All we have is the record of what's written in the Word.
I think if it happened today, in our vernacular, we might say, where was everybody when I needed them?
You know,
up against all these false prophets by myself.
You know? I like that for sure. That's a good way of putting it.
Well, and then, you know, Jeremiah and Ezekiel had to deal with those things too, to know that, you know, sometimes you really are rejected. Sometimes you need to be able to differentiate between, okay, is this real rejection? Do I have a spirit of rejection? Am I imagining rejection? But if you're going to be a leader, you've got to be able to handle rejection in any of those forms. I always say, if you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch, because there's going to be real rejection that comes at you when you take any kind of a strong witnessing position, you know?
It is certainly true, and I go personally to Jeremiah, because Jeremiah was, oh, Lord, I'm too young.
Mm-hmm.
Word that I can speak, and I have always said, well, Lord, I'm past the age that you would regularly use somebody, and he always reminds me of Caleb and Moses, so I have to be determined every day that I'm taking my mountain, and each of us need to be aware of the fact that God has given us a mountain. He's given us a vision. He's given us a destiny. And we need to be able to stand in it, be aware of it, and to walk in it with confidence, without the fear. I struggled with fear of man for many years. And the Lord had spoken to me prophetically even that I have backed you into the corner 4 times. In order to deal with this because of what I have called you to do. And I'm grateful, and I praise him for the fact that that's been dealt with. And I don't have to deal with the level of fear that I was dealing with before or previously. Now it's like, where are they at? I'm ready.
Well, but you know, that is part of a training, isn't it? I mean, you can't be a mighty warrior unless you've really fought some battles.
I've fought some. I've really fought some. But I know that now, even today, I experience something in God that absolutely would wipe me off the face of the earth emotionally. Because he took me to a new level in him, ministering to somebody. Excuse me. And I was trying to quit. I was trying to stop. And I couldn't stop. The Lord would not release me to stop until I finished what he had to say to this gentleman. And I was... It was quite an experience for me. I know that I'll remember it for a long time.
You wanted to stop, and the Lord said, "Don't stop."
Yeah, right. And it was accurate prophetic ministry to edify and to exhort. It was not correction.
Mm-hmm.
It was ministering into the very heart and spirit of this person who needed it, and I could tell that he was pulling.
Amen. Well, and that's the other side of this, that if you're in a prophetic person, which should be every believer, you know, hearing God's voice, if you're a prophetic person, you're going to have to deal with persecution without getting a persecution complex, not feeling put upon, not, you know, going into self-pity. But then hopefully someone like you will come along with that prophetic word or encouragement or exhortation or consolation that will let you know that God has you in the center of his hand, that he is in control, and everything's in his will and way and timing, and he'll redeem anything that has happened to you, blessed or the persecuted.
Thank God for redemption. thank God for the fact that He redeems and releases what needs to be released in order for things to come into alignment. If He didn't do that, we'd be lost.
Amen. Well, and He does redeem it even when we are in disobedience. I have a unique view of Abraham, for instance. Here we've got another prophetic person, and he got this great prophecy that told him to, you know, get up and go and leave the land and not to take his family with him and to go to a certain city, and he would be blessed. Well, he didn't get up and go right away. He decided he'd wait for his rich father to die and get that inheritance, and I think he may have taken his father part of the way or something, but he didn't leave his family. He took Lot along too, and then he was supposed to go to one city, but because they were having a famine there, he decided he'd just keep moving, and then he went to Egypt, and then he had to come back because in Egypt he got more temptations, and he failed the test. And Abraham was a great man of faith, yes, in Hebrews 11, but he had to learn to obey God. He learned that when he took the family, he found out the hard way why God said not to do it. He had to fight a real war because he had Lot along. He had to deal with temptations from the king and all in about lying in Egypt when he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
That was the part that interests me. He tried to tell Sarah. Well, he did. He had Sarah say, I'm your sister.
Mm-hmm. So here he is supposed to be a voice for God, and he's instructing his wife to lie. And we can't have the same mouth coming lying and prophecy. So he gets into this, situation with Sarah, wanting to help God fulfill the prophecy. And, they connive together to do it. Then he has to give up the Ishmael, and that's what happens. When we insist on these Ishmaels, then we have to give them up, and that is so hard. So he had to deal with all kinds of things. That was a compromise in sexuality, and, he was breaking some major Ten Commandments there.
He was, and the major thing in regards to Abraham as being the father of our faith,
mm-hmm.
is also because of Isaac and because of Ishmael. We're in the situation that we're in today in the world crisis.
I believe it. I've had people say, oh, that had nothing to do with what's going on today, but the strife has been going on all these years.
That's true, and it will until Jesus Christ, our peace, comes.
So we all need to realize, even if we're called and gifted and anointed and all of that, that still the disobedient seeds that we sow can reap a whirlwind of consequences that can last on and on and on. People say, well, doesn't God forgive? Yes, but that doesn't make a baby not there. You know, she was still pregnant. Well, and then I like the contrast between another prophet, between Moses and some of us, because Moses was unique. I think so many of us prophets, we're kind of black and white on things, and we learn the heart of God, and we learn grace and mercy. But Moses had that pastoral anointing and prophetic, and it just kind of got in his way sometimes, because he would be trying to convince God not to go ahead with the timing that God had in mind. Oh, please wait, don't, not yet, And then Moses lost his temper with them. You know what I'm saying?
He did. He got impatient with them because of all their fussing and complaining. And his response and the consequences of that is what caused him not to be able to go into the promised land. Moses was only to be on top of the mountain to look into the promised land, not to be actually in the promised land. And that grieves me so much, because my expectation and understanding that part, I know that that's the consequences of his behavior, and we all reap consequences when we disobey and don't follow the commands of God. But it just seems like after all he did and the destiny that God had planned for him, that he should have been triumphantly entering into the promised land. But that's part of what God's doing in this day, even in regards to the shifting and aligning that those that God has spoken to and have not given up. He's pulling out by his own will those that he's prepared for this generation, this time. And there are many people that have a little bit of trouble understanding the reasoning behind that. But when our Lord gives us a new vision, and he has said, it's a new day. It's a new day. And, excuse me, I was watching the Watchman Intercessor Conference last night.
Me too.
Wasn't it a delight? I was listening to Chuck Pierce and was listening to the fact that and it was so witnessing because it's what I'm experiencing. He was saying the young have come and they want change. They want to press into more of the prophetic, but they need to be able to have a father, to have somebody that they can go to. And I was amazed at the way that our Lord flowed through Chuck Pierce and through Bishop Hammond and what they were accomplishing last night. It was very edifying.
Mm-hmm. I like Dutch Sheets too. One that I can really relate to is Jonah's pride. You know, because sometimes we have our own opinions. See, I've argued with God a lot over the years. I know it sounds like a moron to do that, but, you know, Jonah had a definite opinion about whether he wanted to go or not, whether he wanted to give the word, and then he gave it, but without probably, I would think, the redemptive quality in it that God would present it with. You know, it was just like you're going to turn or burn, you know, with no... I don't even know if he said the turn part. You know, he just wanted to prophesy destruction. Yes. He was mad when it didn't happen. And I think that's one mark, one pitfall of a prophet is when you have an outcome already pictured in your mind, when God wants to present an opportunity for redemption. You know?
Right, the mercy of God. If but for the mercy of God. And Jonah struggled with that. And in his rebellion, he caused a lot of problems, and we do also.
Mm-hmm. It shows.
And it does, and we affect other people in the midst of it. And what God just stuck him in the belly of the whale until he said, "I'm agreeing. I agree, Lord. Forgive me. I'll do it. I'll be obedient."
Well, and we all want to go through stages where we want to pick our assignments. We want to pick and choose. I'll go here, but I don't want to go there. And that's not really how it is. Either God is God and he's Lord of Lords or he's not. And this is not a, you know, we're to be bond servants. We're to be his ambassadors. And ambassadors don't have their own agenda. They only have God's agenda.
Exactly. And we've learned that with Jonah. And he did... He was successful with the heart of God, being that he released the word to Nineveh, and then they did repent and come into alignment. But you don't hear any more about Jonah. He's not mentioned anymore after that.
Well, his bad attitude was really showing afterwards, and we just don't have an indication of if he ever repented and got lined up with God again.
It's all about repentance and aligning with our God, that's for sure.
but he didn't have the heart of God, you know, and it's so harmful when you can, and anybody can see this, you don't have to have any training at all, when somebody's prophesying and maybe they give the bare bones word, or maybe it's too harsh, maybe it's too black and white, and it doesn't have the heart of God in it. And that's one reason I like working with you, because you so clearly present the heart of God.
I thank you for saying that. It is a special grace that God has given me. And it's not anything that I learned. It's not anything that I studied. It's not anything that I ate and it came. It is just who God made me to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed that he cared enough for me and for his people. And he knew me well enough in advance that he could trust me. To be able to let his healing love emotionally and healing deliverance emotionally and then the actual physical healing to flow to his people. He's looking for vessels like that, and I've made myself available, and you have too.
Amen.
You've made yourself available to the nations.
Amen. And we're available here at Crosswalk Life to people that are even actually not only, you know, suffered severe things, but actually are still somewhat dangerous themselves. You know, maybe they have multiple personalities, most of them, but maybe some of them are still anti-Christ. You know, they're not really for a Christian person like myself. But we just believe we're safe under God's wing, and that's how it is. And there's one more, though, that I'd like to bring up tonight, and that is about Achan. Because sometimes people feel entitled or something. You know, he thought because he helped fight in this war that he could break the instructions, break the rules, and he could take things home from the war and hide it. He obviously understood the instructions, because he wouldn't have had to hide it under his tent if he hadn't understood. But God gives specific instructions for a reason. The prophecies he gave to Abraham were actually quite short. You know, just get up and go. Don't take your family. Go to this city. But even with that much, you know, Abraham just couldn't do it all God's way. And when Achan didn't do it God's way, it not only hurt him, but his whole family. And I'm sure it frightened a lot of the people in the whole neighborhood.
I'm sure it did when they said there's sin in the camp.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're at war, you can't afford to indulge in sin. You need to be right with God.
Right, in war, out of war. In war, in peace, in love, in all things, dedicated to God and his calling and anointing on your life.
And if the truth be known, I'm sure that there would be a lot of ministers that would say, the reason for my fall wasn't because I wanted to be in sexual sin or adultery or even wanted the money. It's because the root under that was I thought, because I've served God, I'm entitled to something. I don't have to keep all the rules, that God will understand. We really need to watch out for that, because God does understand, but he understands what's good for you, and what's good for you is not sin. What's good for you is to have awesome communion with God.
That's the truth, and I've learned that when we allow ourselves to submit to his hand and allow him to circumcise our hearts and to bring us into the fullness of the completed vessel that he wants, then he's able to use us for his glory. And it goes back to the saying that God calls, makes the man, all the processes that he takes him to make him a man or a woman, One New Man. I always go by that. And but we're a vessel that God can use. Then he releases the ministry.
Amen.
And, frequently, we've seen, and you and I, I'm sure you've had it with your experience, have seen people that feel that their ministry is, I have to be in it right this minute, and the world won't be right if I'm not, and they have pitfalls that are gaping in their lives, and need healing and need deliverance and need maturity in order to be fulfilled and to fulfill the call of God on their life. It's not that they don't have a call. It's just that there's areas that need to be dealt with to bring them into wholeness and completeness. That has always been a challenging part for myself because I thought, well, I'm ready. You know, what's the deal?
Oh, they told us it'd take 10 or 12 years to make us into a prophet. And I personally didn't like that. I thought, man, I've already put in my 40 years in the wilderness or 20, you know, and I was 40-something years old. And I didn't want to hear that it would be another 10 years, but I would look at, you know, examples throughout history, like Catherine Coleman was actually, you know, late 60s, I think, before she really began to be the Catherine Coleman that we hear about. She'd been preaching Jesus for a long time lifting Jesus up. That's just one example. I think there are so many more examples, Prophet Rita. Why don't we just consider, I'm springing this on you, but why don't we consider sharing some more next month?
I would like to be able to do that. It's a really good idea that we would be able to go into a greater depth of some of the things that have really each new individual and prophetic person that wants to minister, even if it's to the family, they need to know the process of walking the highway of holiness and purity.
Amen. And I think mentoring is the key. We need to quit preaching because we could share on this all night and tell you all stories. Oh, my goodness. Everybody we knew in school had some horrendous thing, it seemed like, that they had to go through because they either couldn't get a job and they were starving or something. You know, God did let people have serious stresses, and it was part of their training. But I want to say that mentoring is a key. In every case that we've talked about tonight, if that person had had a mentor to go to, it would have helped. And I'm not saying God blew it. I'm just saying when Jesus came, he modeled mentoring for us, and he showed us an easier way, and that is to, you know, attach yourself to someone that's got a similar calling or going down the path that God's called you on and give them permission to speak into your life, and you can choose to learn the easy way. You can.
My choice is that what I experienced and what I learned through the years, if I can help somebody not to have to go through the stumbles and the falls that I went through and experienced, if I can make it easier for them, that's my heart's desire.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's so many times, you know, even with your natural children, you want to tell them and you want them to learn the easy way, and they think you just don't understand. But we can. That's why I stressed it. Vonette Bright, Bill Bright's wife, used to tell us this. She would say, you can choose to learn the easy way. You don't have to learn everything the hard way. Well, let's take some callers. How about, are we ready for this?
Sure.
Okay.
Great idea.
Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you for your will, way, and timing, that you're not holding in a clenched fist behind your back, that you do want to know, want us to know your will, your way, and your timing. And sometimes we want the whole blueprint and you don't give it. But, Lord, we receive the ability to hear you tonight, to see what the Father wants, to do what the Father wants, to only say what the Father wants. And we have a desire to bless those that have called, and we know that's from you, Lord. We know that's for you. We thank you for your grace for each and every one and on us. We thank you for your power, your presence, and your anointing to break every yoke. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Welcome, 540, area code 540.
Hello.
Would
Hello?
You care to share? Yes, you're on the air. Would you care to share your name and just a real short, maybe one sentence prayer request or anything?
Yes, I'm Tremaine, mm-hmm. and I spoke to you before, Miss Carlotta. And I'm just praying for guidance and strength.
Okay.
Okay, I would prophesy to this young lady, my sister, and the Lord says, daughter, because of things that happened in the past, you've been unsteady and unsure of your walk. But the Lord says that I am walking alongside of you, and I am showing you step by step the way to go and the path to walk upon. And as you begin to seek my face and to seek my ways, I will begin to show you and to pour into you the things that you need. For the Lord says that I am healing emotional wounds and emotional scars that came from so many years ago. And as I heal, you will heal from the inside out. And the process will come. And one day you will see the completion of a work of my hand and the work of my love. For my love pours over you. The blood that I shed at the cross flows over you. The rain of my spirit flows over you. And I am causing a refreshing and a newness to come. For the Lord says, daughter, I don't remember what you keep bringing up to me. I've already forgiven. I've already covered it with my blood. I've thrown them from the east to the west. So come to the new day and come to the new way with me, and I will show you the things of the Spirit that you're asking me about. You'll begin to learn and see peace. Peace, peace, peace. The Lord says, daughter, it's been a long time since you've had a peaceful night.
Yes.
But it's your portion. It's your portion. And I release it to you tonight. And I speak peace, peace, peace. Double honor for shame. No more shame. Pull off the gray grave cloths, and we loose you to newness of life, newness of hope, and great expectations for what is ahead, saith your God.
Amen. Amen. And Tremaine, I just hear the Lord saying that you, as you press into his written word, he's going to give you words of knowledge, rhema words, words of wisdom, and it's going to be sharp. It's going to be a keen word that is appropriate. And it just as Jesus witnessed, like he would tell Nathaniel, I saw you under the tree. And he had his attention. The Lord says, as you press into my written word, as you study the life of Jesus, as you study how he ministered to people and the simple ways that he used, Lord says, believe me for keen words of wisdom and words of knowledge. And the Lord says, many of them will be for you. I'll be showing you cause and effect in your own life and things that you think I've just let happen to you that come out of the blue, you're going to see. I'm going to give you those words of wisdom and words of knowledge and show you, oh, because I sowed this seed, now I'm reaping this and what to repent of. But the Lord says, believe for keen discernment of yourself first and then others, keen discernment, and with those words of knowledge that you can just be in the grocery line and just ask someone, you know, did you, whatever, you know, were you called once to music ministry or whatever, this question is just going to come in your mind. You're going to know it's God because you're going to know that you don't usually think things like that in the grocery line, you know. And you can just ask them that question and they'll say, how'd you know? And you can just say, because. And the Lord says, I just want to speak through you to others, but there's some words of knowledge and words of wisdom I need to give you first so that you can clear the paths, clear the channels in your own life, clear that flow, and then you're going to see it multiply to others. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. I hope that you'll send us testimonies, any of you that would like to, you know, share what God does. We love to give the words, but we never know what he does after you receive it. And if you want to write down our email, it's CWT for Crosswalk Talk. That's CWT@CWLINC.com. So I guess we better get moving. But thank you so much. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful, Prophet Rita. I benefit from these words too. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good.
Let me tell you one thing, all you callers. We have so many tonight. Our rule that I forgot to say, it's my fault, is that if you have received a word before, would you please wait till 10 o'clock to push that one? So if you have already pushed the one and your little hand is up on the switchboard, but you've received a word before, will you push the one again? And then after 10 o'clock, after we've been an hour into the program, then you can push it again. And we'll try real hard. We're going to start moving faster. We enjoy it so much. We're like not sticking to a 2-minute rule or anything. But area code 706, welcome to the program.
Hi there. It's Hilda.
Good evening, Hilda. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice.
Now, did you want to request anything or just turn Rita loose?
I just want to hear I just want to hear God's heart, that's all.
Okay.
I love it. I'm always wanting to hear him talk too, Hilda. This is what I hear the Lord say. The Lord says, daughter, I am stirring and releasing and igniting a fire within your bones, and I'm causing a passion to rise in the midst of you that I'm going to begin to flow and to flow through you to other people. For the Lord says that you have been sitting on the back burner and you've watched other people go forth and you've seen their success and you've seen their problems. But the Lord says that I'm going to cause you to know me in my fullness and to know my word and my heartbeat. And as you march to the beat of the different drummer, I will bring you to those that you will minister one-on-one the word of the Lord and the word of hope. For the Lord says the sound of hope is lacking within the land, and I need you to release it in this day and hour. And as I equip you in the days ahead in a greater measure, in a greater way, you will begin to see that the more the fruit will you be able to produce. You've produced fruit already, and that's good, and it's blessed me, and it's blessed many people. But I'm bringing you into a new dimension and a new area. And in this process, the Lord says, daughter, allow the newness and the greatness of the fruit to come and begin to touch and to transform lives that have lost their way and to need to know the way and to need a word of life. The Lord says the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. Release it and don't hold it back, saith your Lord.
And the Lord says, I know you've gone through severe testing, and I've been in you and with you and through you every step of the way. And I know that you've wanted that fire to come out of your mouth, but it seemed like the fire was purifying you. And the Lord says, I am raising you up and to be that general that I have spoken to you about before. And you've been a mighty, mighty witness where you are. And you've had many, many victories. But the Lord says, I'm only going to allow you to rest for a season, take a sabbatical for a season. And then if I have to, I will use that fire to smoke you back out again. Because, you know, like Gideon was hiding before the battle, and I didn't allow him to stay there. I don't allow my Gideons to hide after the battle either. Not too long. And the Lord says, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest, but it's not going to be forever. And I know you don't want it to be forever, because I have called you to be a general. I've already given you some of those insights and connections. And if you'll believe me, that for everything the enemy seems like he has stolen from you, that you're going to have that hundredfold that's in Mark 10:29-30. That hundredfold for everything that you've laid down or that was stolen from you, you've got a mighty harvest coming in, just a mighty harvest coming in. And just know that blessed are the persecuted. And for what the enemy thought he had won in, I'm going to actually refund it to you like a hundredfold. Amen? Is that okay?
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So he's just putting that healing salve, just putting that healing salve in your wounds, just putting it in there. But at the same time, you're going to be so much stronger that you will look back and said it didn't make any sense at the time. But thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank you, Carlotta. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome, Hilda. God bless you.
Blessings to you. Have a great one.
We want to come see you.
Okay. I want you to.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go listen on the radio now. Thank you.
Okay, then.
All right. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I had some natural knowledge of that one, so that's why I was kind of hinting to Rita to go first. Let's see. Who's this on area code 912?
Hello, this is Nikki.
Nikki.
Yes. I just wanted to say this was so nice tonight. It's so beautiful, and I always love the uniqueness of God's leaders coming together in unity. But I would like prayer with directions. So much going on with school and moving, so I would just like to hear the Lord speak concerning those things, whatever He wants to say.
Well, we almost never prophesy about directly about a move, but we'll see what God says.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, as you focus on me, just focus on me early in the morning. There's just a time of revelation that I'm opening the heavens for you, but it's early. It's early. It means a reordering of your schedule, reordering of your priorities. It means sometimes even a change in your budget. You know, the Lord says, okay, as you focus on me, you're going to experience an open heaven like before dawn. You're going to experience new clarity and certainty, the Lord says, as you just abide in me, have communion with me, are in my word, and as you have a sense of expectation that, you know, as you're journaling, have a sense of expectation that I am going to teach you how to receive my instructions day by day. Just day by day. And I'm going to exercise you and exercise you and exercise you, and the Lord says, and that you'll know that you've got the instructions for the day. You'll know that it's like when you sink something. You know the word sink? You're going to begin to appreciate more the awesome anointing that comes on your day, the Lord says, when you take that time to get in sync with me. And I might say to worship me, I might say, you know, read, study, listen, write, whatever. But as you sync with me in the morning, then you'll have it all during the day. And so then instead of direction just being about these major decisions, you're going to see you've made the biggest decision. And that is to always be in sync.
Jesus.
Yes, praise the Lord. And I hear the Lord saying that winds of change are really blowing around about you. And I have caused a yearning within your spirit man for the change, and I've not failed you, and I'm not going to fail you. I'm going to cause a strength of the power of the intercessor to rise up inside of you, and you're going to find the scriptures to stand on where you will be able to remind me of the things that I promised you and have spoken to you through the word, through dreams, through visions, through pastoral counsel. And as you remind me, watch and see what we walked, began to complete and to begin to press into. for there's change all around you, saith your God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Fit, Nikki?
Yes, that is fine to my soul. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it so much. I hope you'll email us with victory stories at cwt@cwlinc.com.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Area code 740. Well, welcome to the program. Oh, I'm on Skype. How did that happen?
This is Rose.
We're on the radio.
Yes, this is Rose.
Well, you know
Hello?
What? I've,
Hello.
We're on the radio.
This is Rose.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to get rid of this other caller. I think I've finally done it now.
This is Rose.
And your request?
And my request is I'm going through a major change in life. My husband passed away, and my church has everything has changed. I'm just seeking the Lord for what he would say at this time in my life.
This is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord say to you, Rose. First of all, I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless my sister. I bless her, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Coming in and going out. I bless her, Lord, all that she puts her hands and heart to. And the Lord says, daughter, I have made you one to be purposed, to be focused, and to be determined to press into the things of the kingdom. And the secular education that you have had, I'm going to use for my kingdom. And the Lord says that even as a mover and a shaker will I use you in my kingdom. And you will be as one that will have the vision and begin to cause people to begin to implement it. And I will bring the ways and means, and I will bring those that will support financially the things that I have given you as the vision. So the Lord says, daughter, like a tapestry, I have woven your life into a beautiful picture. And yes, there's been pain, and yes, there's been loss. But the Lord says, through it all, I have taught you, and I have brought you to a greater level of understanding and maturity in me. And in the days ahead, as you press into me, you will know me as provider. You'll know me as a lover of your soul and the one that is there by your side at all times. But the Lord says, don't look back with regrets, but begin to look back with hope and great expectations. For I will open up different venues and different avenues for you to display that anointing, the gifting, and the calling that I placed upon your life. And you will see it.
Thank you.
The Lord says, never take away what your life was before, but you will see the newness that I have in the days ahead. And as you partner with me, you'll come into full healing and full restoration to be able to bring others through in the same way that I've enabled you to come through, saith your God.
Amen.
And Rose, Father says, if you'll look around you, you'll see that I've already placed you in a place where there is much, much need. There are many that cannot hear my voice, many that need mentoring, many that need a mother, a spiritual mother in the body. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you connections yourself so that you will have that person that you can turn to for mentoring. And just look for it and you'll see it. And the training and equipping that you need to move from here to there, you will find. You will find. You will have ministry training. You're going to have that mentoring. You're going to have that mother in the faith. Because the Lord says, I've called you to be a mother in the faith. And you have much to release to the people. In terms of my word, you can bring a real clarity to it. As you study my word, you're going to get revelation even beyond what you've already gotten. It's going to be like a daily thing of more fresh bread, more fresh bread, more fresh bread. And the Lord says, I'm giving you much to release to my people. I'm giving you the connections so that you'll realize that the ways, the vision that you've had for your future wasn't just fantasy. It wasn't arrogant. It wasn't grandiose, but it's my vision for you. And the Lord says, I'm going to connect you with people even in nearby states where you can have that opportunity to step out in ministry, in hands-on ministry. And the Lord says that I'm not putting a lid on what your future holds. So don't put a lid on it yourself. The Lord says, I've already made many deposits in you, and there is much that I want to say to the people through you. And just don't be shy. Contact people, because that's the way mentoring goes. The mentor doesn't chase you down. Contact them and say, I do want to fulfill my vision. Can you help me in it? And the Lord says that I'm going to open hearts to you of people that will believe in you and invest their time and energy in you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to pray. Sure. Father, wrap your arms of love around Rose.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, make yourself real to her right now, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let her know your pleasure in her, Father. Let her know there's hope, oh, God. I thank you, Lord, for the living word that has been spoken into her life. And we water it, when we water it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's fallen into good soil, and I thank you for it, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
I hold up her arms and encourage her in the name of Jesus, and I bless her and say yay and amen now. Yay and amen.
Amen. Yes.
And I, in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, in the spiritual power and authority that we have, I break the power and the assignments of the enemy to hold you back. He would have had you not just be in the stages of grief, but give you a spirit of grief. He would have you not just go through normal sadness and loss, but go into depression. And we just break the power of the enemy to cause you to linger in these places. In fact, the Lord says, I want to bring you through. It's a natural process to grieve, but I want to bring you through so quickly that you'll wonder, is this okay? You know, is this okay? So just expect me to do a supernatural work in your life, because I have much for you to do. And just put your eyes on me and on the vision. The Lord says it's okay.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you guys.
I hope you'll write me, because I really want to know what you decide to do and where you're going, Rose. I'm very interested.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That was precious. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your loving kindness, and your grace, and your presence in her life 24/7. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Area code 727. Are you there?
Bethany. Hi.
What's your name?
Latasia.
How do you say that?
Latasia.
Any requests tonight?
I don't really have a request. It's my first time on. Just basically want to hear what God has to say to me.
Okay. The Lord says, I'm bringing many colors into your life. You're going to see quite a bouquet of the things that I'm bringing into your life. Blessings from all directions, but also making you multifaceted. And the Lord says, it's like I'm taking you into my college and tutoring you myself. And you're going to see that it's not just a formal education. It's not just something that's clearly in a building or did you sign up for, but you're going to see that I'm bringing many, 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 just the Holy Spirit as your tutor into your life, and you're just going to be able to see it. Oh, Lord, that was part of your training, wasn't it? Oh, this was part of your training, and you are developing character in me. Oh, that was a pop quiz, wasn't it? And the Lord says, I just want you to know the care and the meticulous ways that my spirit is working in your life. And the more you invite me to, the more I will. And I'm just honing and I'm polishing and I'm preparing you, even as Esther was prepared to be a queen. And I'm just as you choose each day to bow at my feet and just say, Lord, what would you like to hone today? What would you like to prepare? What would you like to sand down even? The Lord says, I'm going to enable you to grow quickly, just really grow quickly. I want to prepare you quickly in these last days. And if you'll kind of like put your hand to the plow, if you'll linger in my presence, if you'll seek my face and just, you're going to be amazed at how quickly I transform you.
And this is just a word of knowledge. Well, I apologize for that. Excuse me. It's not just a word of knowledge. This is a word of knowledge.
Okay.
See, we're all learning our vocabularies and to speak differently according to the word of God in the way that he wants us to speak. But what I sense is you have had some problems, one step on the path and one step off the path, kind of the terminology that they use sometimes of straddling the fence. And I want to encourage you to sell out all the way to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
All the way, and allow him to show you the fullness of his glory and all that he has planned for you in the days ahead and your work and completion that he has called you to do in the kingdom for his kingdom work.
Amen.
So, Father, I strengthen my sister to be able to choose. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. The whole lifetime of being a believer, being a prophetic person is about choices, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you won't.
Oh, my God.
What?
That was amazing. Like, I can feel, like, the Holy Spirit, like, in my, you know, like, you get that burning sensation, like, in your stomach, like, you can feel it. And then, like, when, I didn't even tell you anything, and you said just, like, how Esther is being prepared, is how he's preparing me. And I've gotten that word, like, so many times because I model, so it's like, it's crazy. Wow, that was amazing.
Well,
wow.
if you're a natural boot camp, they pretty much make you get up at Reveille and go there. And for Christians, we're being trained too, and it's more voluntary. But the Lord is saying, as many mornings as you'll get up and be there, I'll transform you quickly. So you're going to have to constantly make those choices, like every day. Every day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Get started tonight, then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's
Thanks.
No limit. No limit.
No boundaries.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
Increase
Hallelujah.
All around her.
Mm-mm-mm. This is a year of increase, but it's also a year of shaking. That goes for everybody. God wants to shake everything that can be shaken. And you might as well just go ahead and let go of it, because you're not going to win arm wrestling with God. Well, the only way you win is when you lose. Area code 205, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, any requests or anything?
No, just want to hear what the Lord is saying.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, I am a spring of living water inside you, Kathy. And sometimes, you know, the devil's wanted you to look in other places for a refreshment or, you know, for a little rest or a little something to quench your thirst. But the Lord says, I am telling you that I will always be adequate as your source. If you'll just determine in your heart that Christ alone is my source, that sin is looking for solutions and for comfort outside of Christ. And if I will just really lift Jesus up in my life and know that Christ alone is my source, that I will have the strength, the anointing, all the power and spiritual authority that I need. And the Lord says that I am proving myself faithful to you. As you choose me to be your source alone, I'll prove myself faithful to you over and over, and you'll be a living example, even a prototype, of the truth that we really are to believe that we're complete in Christ, that we have all the fruit, we have all the gifts, we have all the strength, the power, and authority that we need, and certainly the lover of our soul. And the Lord said, if you'll be my lover, I'll be your lover. And I'm just calling you to be that person that can be a demonstration of completeness in Christ, because so many people, they need to see it with their eyes. They do not believe. And maybe you can work, use some work in that area too. You don't believe that you can be totally complete with Christ alone. But the Lord says, I will prove it to you if you'll constantly say, Lord, you said I would be complete in you alone.
Right. And I'm not a singer, but this is what I hear. His eye is on the sparrow. I sing because he loves me. I sing because he knows I know. I know he cares for me. He cares for the sparrow. So the Lord says, daughter, more than anything, tonight I'm showing you that I care for you in every facet, unique in your life. And I'm going to show you the uniqueness of the vessel that I'm forming for my use in the days ahead. I care for you. I love you with an extravagant love. And you'll know me in my extravagant love. And you've looked to fill a void in the midst of you. But the Lord says, daughter, I am the void filler. And when I am in total completeness with you and you and I together, you will know the fulfilling and the void being filled and the completeness of life. I also hear, oh dear Jesus, thank you, Father. The Lord says, daughter, I have some further education for you, and I'll open the doors in the days ahead and provide the way and the means to accomplish it. You've held back because of finances, but I will begin to show you a way where you, with different ways that you'll be able to accomplish the education that you're wanting and that I have set in your heart to do in the days ahead, saith your God.
Amen. Does that interest you?
Yes, it does. It really does. Prophet Rita was, as far as the education part, I do desire to go back to school and get my doctorate in family Christian counseling. So, yes.
And if you're interested in that, please look also at our Restoration Prayer Ministry and the avenues that God, the ways that the Holy Spirit works so often in restoring people. I think you'll find that very interesting. If you'll go to CWLINC.com at Crosswalk Life.
Okay.
I was in mental health for about 25 years. But when I found Restoration Prayer Ministry, I just saw, this is how the Holy Spirit works. And so it'll be one of the biggest tools in your bag if you study it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I'm not sure if I've gotten mixed up because on the switchboard, the numbers change order. I don't know why they do that. I guess some people drop out. But I'm not sure if I have already called on area code 919. Have we already prophesied to you?
No.
Okay.
This is Ben.
Oh, Dan. Welcome to the program.
Ben.
Ben. Okay.
Right. How are you all doing tonight?
Stupendous. How are you?
Great. I need prayer.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to say anything about it or no?
Well, I'm just going through a tough time right now, and I just need prayer.
Okay.
Just seeking God and see what he has to tell me.
All right. Thank you, Lauren.
No.
Thank you, Lord. Lord says that sometimes you think you've been like a piece of steel that's just dipped in the cold and dipped in the hot and dipped in the cold and dipped in the hot. But the Lord says, I'm forging you in a way that you will be as strong as one of those railroad ties, and you will not crack under pressure, and you will not bend when you're not supposed to, and yet you'll have the flexibility that's needed. And the Lord says, even as a palm tree is able to sway in the hurricane and knows to sway rather than to break, that the Lord says, I'm just building all those things in you. And some of the things that you've gone through have been due to some choices that you have made and even some choices that other people have made, Ben. But the Lord says, even while I don't force other people to cooperate with my will, the Lord says, I promise you tonight that there isn't anything that they can choose to do or not do, choose to say or not say, that will limit my faithfulness to you. And so this deal is really just between you and I, Ben, the Lord says, that if you are focused on me and if you align with me and stay in my will, that nothing that others do can limit your future. If you'll just obey me and stay in line with me, the Lord says, I will heal every wound. I will bring clarity to the decisions that you've got to make. You will know my timing on it, and you'll know. This is one of those times when I used to argue with God. You'll see why. You'll know when to hold them and when to fold them. Now, that doesn't sound like Christianese, but that, you know what I'm saying. You'll know how long to hold on and of what things to let go. The Lord says, listen to me and say, should I win this battle or let it go so I can win the war? And the Lord says, I will give you clarity and certainty on these decisions, and you will know what is my priority in the situation. And the Lord says, I'm just causing you to be love to the unlovely. I'm just love in you, and I'm causing you to be love to the unlovely. And it's not easy, but the Lord says, as you find your fullness in me, you'll see that that spring of living water is there, and it doesn't run dry, and you will be able to do it. And there'll be days when you say, I can't, Lord, but you will be able to, because the spring will never run dry.
Amen.
There's two things. Excuse me. The first is delay does not mean no. And the hope deferred dries up the bones. And I'm going to prophesy to your bones, Ben. I prophesy and I speak and declare life. I prophesy and I speak and declare breakthrough. I prophesy and I speak a breaking loose and a coming forth out of the stall. I prophesy the walls coming down and the chains coming off, and I prophesy the release of breakthrough in a new realm, in a new dimension. And I prophesy that you pick up the staff, the shepherd's staff that you set behind a few years ago and began to shepherd my people. I prophesy it. I prophesy it and call you forth. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Does that work?
That works. It's right on time.
Okay, now don't get wild on us, but be full of the fire of God. Huh?
It's kind of hard not to in a word like that.
Okay. All right.
All in Jesus, though.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Just let us know how you're doing and what God's doing in your life.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Amen. I just always wonder what we're talking about, Prophet Rita, don't you? I mean, we say these words and we don't like have a clue sometimes what we're talking about. Now, sometimes God does show me, and he says, but don't say that, you know.
My thing is, Lord, do I have faith to say that?
Mm-hmm.
I hear him. I hear the Lord. And he doesn't show me a picture. He just tells me. But then I have to process it. Do I have the faith to say it? So he's making me a woman of faith.
I'm wondering if we still have this many callers that are here. Let me say to everyone, if you have already received a prophetic word, will you press 1 again so that your little hand on my switchboard will go down? I'm wondering if we really have this many people to go. I don't see any hands going down. A couple people went, okay. We're going to have to go some double time here. We've got 30 minutes max, Prophet Rita, and lots of folks to go yet. Area code 918. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Have we ministered to you yet?
Not yet.
And your name?
I'm Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Yes. I'm calling from Oklahoma, but I'm from Detroit area, and I went to Bible College in Ohio, and I'm here now.
Don't tell us a lot. If you have a request, you can say like one sentence, but prophets don't like to hear a lot. Don't give us a synopsis of your life or anything.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, I'm on my way back, so I need a word from the Lord, because there's some... I need a word as I go.
Okay. Right.
The Lord says, daughter, you've asked me for patience, and you've learned now that you don't ask me for patience because I began to put you into situations that have caused your patience to be developed into a mighty strength and a mighty ability of patience and long-suffering. But the Lord says, daughter, in the days ahead, I will overshadow you and guide you on the path that I would have you to walk upon. In the valley of decision you found yourself in, and you've called to me asking, Lord, do I go left or do I go right? Do I go straight ahead? What is it exactly that you want me to do? But the Lord says, the doors that I have closed, don't try to push them back open again, but go through the doors that I have opened for you and have presented for you to go through. For the Lord says that as you go through and go with my anointing and my plan upon your life and in your heart, you will begin to see things to come into alignment. For even those that dwell on the streets straight have been praying and asking for me to send. And the Lord says, I shall send you, and I shall send you to fill the need of that house. For God says, when I open up the door and your name is being called, you will know and you will go and you will be established. For the Lord says, I'm doing a new thing in your midst. And what you thought was lost, and what you thought that you had forfeited, it was almost like you thought that you had sold your birthright. But the Lord says, daughter, you did not sell your birthright. I have it. You have it. And you shall walk in it. And you shall be my ambassador. And you shall be one that will be my spokesperson, saith your God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to kind of give you an exhortation, a word of knowledge, because we need to make this concise. But Cassandra, I hear the Lord saying that the enemy has come against relationships in your life and brought in confusion, and you haven't known quite what to do with some of them. But the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to have extra good relationships in some areas, and you'll know that I'm emphasizing resolution in this area, connection in that area. You know, to to drink from the well that this other person has, to redig all wells, and you're going to know that some of your decisions are because of my emphasis on relationships, the Lord says. It's not going to be some of the priorities that you maybe thought would be my priority, but just remember this word, that relationships is going to be a priority, okay?
Amen. 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 That's right on. I was just talking to the Lord about that this morning.
Okay. Hallelujah. Very good. Well, he heard you. Put it on your heart. Good night. Area code 919, welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Area?
Yes. This is Sheila. I'd like to hear from the Lord about marriage.
You for it or against it?
Oh, my.
Well, am I for it or against it? Of course I'm for it.
Are you married now?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I thought I was getting, and I just, the last thing we want to do is prophesy a new one if you've already got one.
Oh, no, ma'am.
We've got a rule that we don't get real specific about prophesying marriages. I don't want you to think that we're avoiding you, but we're just trained that way. We don't want you to wear your eyeballs out looking for, you know, if we give you a real clear description or something. Thank you, Lord. Go for it, Rita. Oh, man.
Let me do it this way, okay? Father, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for Sheila. I thank you, Lord, that you have been shaping and molding her for the days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've been preparing her as a woman of God, as a Proverbs woman. And I thank you for it, my Lord. And I ask now, Lord, that you begin to calm the desire and allow your daughter to walk in the scripture from the Song of Solomon. Do not waken love before its time. For the Lord says, daughter, I have a time and I have a choice. Allow me to bring it to pass as the timing is. I'm working with two people, two minds,
mm-hmm.
two egos, two sets mm-hmm. of emotions, two hearts. Allow me to work it. And trust me that I have the very best for you and that you will know, that you know that you know, that you will have an Isaac and you will not have an Ishmael. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your mercy. I ask for your great grace. And I thank you, Lord, that you will give your daughter wisdom so she shall not make mistakes, but she'll walk with you and allow you to guide her and your timing. And I thank you, my God, for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And what I'm hearing, Sheila, is that the Lord says, I'm wanting to make you in to the, I don't want to say higher, but to a woman of God beyond what you have imagined. And the Lord says, because, for many reasons, my plans and purposes for you, of course, but the man that I have for you, well, let me say it this way. I hear the Lord saying, don't settle for anything less than the desires that I have put in your heart. Do not settle. Don't think, well, I shouldn't wait for an angel, or I can't expect all of this, or anything like that. Don't settle for anything less. Because the Lord says, I have a high calling on your life. I want time to make you into the woman of God that I know that you can be and I can be through you. And I'm, as Prophet Rita says, I'm forming him at the same time. And as you both choose, together and separately, as you both choose not to settle for anything less than everything that I've put in your heart, then you will have the right match.
Okay.
Okay. And some people say, oh, well, you can't wait for an angel. You know, you need to get married. But don't think like that.
Right.
Don't think like that. It's not about time. It's not about biological clocks. It's about holding out for God's best.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rose.
And we almost never prophesy just to that area, so this is kind of special.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
The major thing is, Sheila, too, is that two broken people will not make one whole person.
It's so
and
true.
So the total healing has got to be in place for both of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't underestimate your potential. You just have to focus on the Lord and just focus on Him and let Him make you and transform you and restore you. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Woohoo. All right. Area code 609. Welcome to the program.
Hi. This is Antoinette.
Uh-huh.
And I just really just want prayer and confirmation.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, I've heard your voice. I've heard your cries. And I'm working in you a doubt. I mean, working out a doubt and in you a confidence in me that you will know that you know, that you're going to be a woman of clarity and surety. You're going to have those assurances that you've heard my voice. The Lord says, if you will just press into that, and the Lord says, I'm going to bring confirmation after confirmation. You're going to see me. You're going to hear me. You're going to get pictures. You're going to have dreams, the whole thing. But have that high expectation that the Lord says that I want to communicate with you. I want you to have words of knowledge and words of wisdom and a confidence. And the Lord says, I'm wanting to connect you with people that will make the way not totally smooth, but overall smooth, that I'm connecting you with divine appointments. I'm bringing the funding that you will need for what I want done. But the Lord says, most of all, explore that area of having more confidence in me, because that is what's going to cause you to walk in anointing. You'll be respected for the anointing more than even the calling and the avenues that I'm going to have you reach out through the marketplace, through ministry. I just see just numbers and numbers of people in front of you as you break open the word, as you teach, as you minister. And the Lord says, you're going to be good in both areas. You're going to have my words of knowledge of how to believe for funding, and you're going to also be outstanding in the area of ministry. But the Lord says, your first ministry must be to minister to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just minister to me. Know that that's your first ministry. As long as that priority is in order, I'm going to give you my favor, both in the secular world and what people would call, you know, ministry, although ministry is really everywhere. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Hallelujah. You. The Lord says that I am working in some family relationships in the midst of your circumstances, and I am bringing my shalom. But the Lord says that the confusion that has been tearing and ripping at your soul and your emotions is not my plan and it's not your portion. So the Lord says that I'm coming with my peace. I'm coming with my presence. And I shall invade your home in such a way, and not only your home, but it stretched further and wider than that into other areas of your relationships. And the Lord says, daughter, allow me to make myself known and allow me to make myself present in everything that you do, in all the choices that you make for a new day, a new day. What's past is past, and what was sufficient in days past is not sufficient anymore. The Lord says, don't settle for any less than my very best.
Mm. Amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you that you're adequate in every situation. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Whew. That was a blessing to me.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You're so wonderful to us. Thank you, Lord. In just minutes, you can turn a life around, heal a broken heart, transform, set free. Thank you, Lord. Area code 757. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Would you care to share your name or a request?
Jackie, just a word of prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord says you've been experiencing like a taffy pull, and you've been pulled in this direction, and you've been pulled in that direction, and you've been pulled till you thought you wouldn't be able to stand to be pulled anymore. But the Lord says, daughter, I am making myself real to you in a greater way, in a greater measure, and you will know me as El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, and you will know me as Jehovah Nisi. My banner over you is love. The Lord says that I am stretching my canopy of love over you, and you will know my protection, and you will know my care in the days ahead. The Lord says that it was as though you were outside fold, outside the fence, outside of the gate, and you weren't able to even make it in on your own. But the Lord says, I am sending my ministering angels to usher you into the fold, and you will know safety, and you will know security, and you will know and have the ability to be trained, to be discipled, and to be mentored. For the Lord says, in days past, you tried to walk the walk, and you tried to do the things, and you were not able to do it. But God says, I am bringing you into a new day, and I am enabling you to embrace me and my love, and to embrace me and my cross, and to accept and appropriate the blood that was shed at Calvary. And in the completeness of this, you will know victory. For the Lord says that I am victor, and I am victor in every area of your life, and every circumstances that looks as though there has to be intervention. The Lord says that I am intervening, and I am your victor, and I will be there for you in all things that you need me for. Faith your God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Lord says, my desire is just to fill you to overflowing each day, that you haven't really been able to imagine that, and that I would have live encounters with you and give you visions. But the Lord says, I have promised you in Acts 2 that I will pour out my spirit on you, and you will have dreams and visions. And the Lord says, if you will just give me the passions of your heart and say, Lord, make my passion to see you, to hear you, to know you. The Lord says, I am going to fill you each day that you will sit before me. Say, fill me again, Lord. Fill me more. Fill me more. And you're just going to know a fulfillment in life far beyond your imagination. But just quit trying to run on empty. Just let me fill you each day.
Hallelujah.
Is that good?
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you'll contact us and let us know what God does. We just love to hear what God does in people's lives. It's just so awesome. So awesome.
Praise God.
Area code 765. Welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, so glad to have you. Any requests tonight?
Just want to hear the word that the Lord has for me.
Okay.
You know what I think of, Lisa, when you I hear you just say that? I think of that woman that knocked and 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 would not be denied. And the Lord says, daughter, I'll not deny you. I always am here for you, open, with my arms open to receive you. But the Lord says, even in the days past, where you thought that you would never be able to measure up, I was there along your side. And the Lord says that even in the days ahead, when you feel like that you won't measure up, I'm there, I'll be there. For I will be your equalizer, and I will be the one that will enable you to complete the walk that I placed your feet upon. In the days ago and years ago, when you thought that your life was only a breath away, the Lord says, I stopped and put my hand up and stopped and prevented. And now in this day, you will feel the very rule of my spirit, and you will know that I am releasing you into newness of life and newness of hope and a quickening with my spirit for the days ahead. The Lord says that I am interrupting and unbinding the mind-binding spirit, and I'm also interrupting the torment of the mind games that have been tormenting you. And as you allow me to do it and to wash your mind and to wash your emotions by my spirit, you will know the peace that surpasses all understanding will be yours and will be your portion, saith your God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just keep getting the word security. That, Lisa, I've called you to be a specialist in the area of helping people find their security in me. And you might say, moi? But the Lord says, as you focus on that, as you study that, it's not like you can just do so much a word study on it, is it? But the Lord says, you're going to see me showing you what the ingredients of security in Christ are, and you're going to see that strength that I'm building in you as you focus on me. And there have been many times that you wanted to turn to people, but the Lord says, as you turn to me more and more, I'm going to build that in you. And there are, you know, it's like a huge percentage of the population that just doesn't know what security in Christ is. And I want to give you the revelations on it and minister that to and through you. Amen?
Amen. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's easy to give it when Jesus says it. Amen. Okay. We've got one caller who called either with Skype or a credit card, and all the numbers are 111111. So welcome to the program. Do you know who you are? Is anyone on that called in with Skype or on a calling card? Because all we see is 111111, so don't be shy. Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome to the program. And your name?
Oh, the name is Brenda, and I'm from area code 843. My number is private, so maybe that's why it came up like that.
Oh, okay. That's another
possibility. I don't intentionally try to block it or anything. Some people think you try to block your number, but that's not the case.
Well, it's blocked. Do you have a request?
I mean, you know, it's not intentional, though. Oh, yes, okay. Direction and just God's heart.
All right.
Thank you.
This is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. The Lord says, daughter, I've placed you in the midst of the congregation, and you went in many years ago, and you had the gifts and the anointing, and they weren't received. But the Lord says, now in this day and hour, I'm bringing you forth into a new measure and a new grace in
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm placing you in the midst of a congregation again where the anointing and the power of the giftings will be able to be used. For God says, daughter, in the very midst of you, I have got the anointing for the miraculous and the healing. And in the days ahead, there will be a greater need for this to be released and a greater opportunity
mm-hmm.
for me to flow through you. So the Lord says, my power anointing will flow through you. So be in my presence and know me. Be in my presence and know my voice and learn my voice and learn my timing. Be in my presence
mm-hmm.
and rest under that anointing so it won't destroy you, but be in it so that you can be the vessel that I've called you to be and equipped you to be and who is ready to be received at this time.
Amen. Amen. We're going to have to give real quick words here to even get a few more people in this last 10 minutes. But, Brenda, I just saw you under a fountain. And the Lord says, I've wanted to lavish you, you know, have you position you under my fountain. Stay under my fountain. Please don't move out from under it. But I also want to make you a fountain, not just a well of living water springing up in you, but a fountain. But there'll be phrases that come across your mind, like it's lonely at the top. You know, I wish I had more fellowship in this. And the Lord says, I am making a way for you to have that. And I do want to connect you. I mean, you can connect with us. The Lord says, I'm going to connect you with other people, but you're going to need that. And the Lord says, don't think it's going to be like it was before. Expect me to open hearts. Expect an anointing to be there. Expect open heavens. Have new expectations. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Area code 732.
Praise the Lord. Hello.
And your name?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Amen. I'm so glad to be on your program tonight. I just have a few quick things. One, breakthrough for my family and my ministry. And I do have a swelling on my hip that I want to get down. Whatever the Lord shows you, please, I am available.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord's going to be giving you extra insights, Sydney, into cause and effect. The body of Christ doesn't seem to understand cause and effect. They don't understand my spiritual laws. They don't understand even sowing and reaping. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you that ability to discern people in new ways and your own situations. You're going to be able to see in layers. Just picture like a layer cake. You know, people see the symptoms and they see what they think are the causes. But I'm giving you eyes to see the root symptoms and the root causes, not just the surface symptoms and the surface causes. And the Lord says, I'm allowing you to go through some situations with people and so that you'll know to press in. I'm giving you these four keys. And the Lord says, I'm giving you eyes to see beyond the surface causes and down to the root causes. And I'm giving you new understanding, a spirit of counsel, and new understanding for breakthrough. And as you go through your own situations, you're just going to see the value of partnering with people and letting people mentor you who have insights in these areas, because anyone with a gift can prophesy where a person should go and what they should do, but it takes a skillful counsel to help a person to know how to get from here to there. And so the Lord says your ministry is going to take on a new branch in a stronger way of being of practical help to help people who keep stepping in the same holes down the same street to know what the error is, what their deceptions are, what the lies are, and to really begin to walk in God's truth, make new choices, allow God to transform them by the renewing of their mind, and you'll be very instrumental as you are able to lead people in discerning themselves more rightly.
Oh, I receive it in Jesus' name.
Right. And I hear the Lord saying, son, in the days past, there were many that gathered around, many that were under the shelter of the tree of life that I have made you and planted you to be. But the Lord says, son, those that I have caused to pull away and to leave, as it were, as shaft, that you would be able to have the true seed and the true core for the days ahead. For the Lord says that I am beginning to establish places of worship, places of refuge, places of security where the harvest will be able to come in. For I am preparing the third day church, and my mind is on harvest. And I have to have the people in place strategically across the land and across the nations. So the Lord says, son, be my partner and help me to equip and to place these different groups in different areas in the particular land and territory that you're in. And you will see my equipping to come into alignment. And the Lord says, teach and prepare the foundation and the people so that they will be able to receive the harvest. In the harvest before, in the Jesus movement, the churches and we were not able to receive them. So the Lord says, son, prepare your people to receive those that aren't lovely to look at.
Yes.
And are not like them and don't think like they do. But the Lord says, they're my people. They're my chosen ones that I am bringing up and out, and I need them to be loved. I need them to be nurtured, and I need for them to be discipled. So the Lord says, son, I have a question. Like I asked Peter, do you love me? The Lord says, do you love me, Sidney?
Yes, I do.
You love me, Sidney, then feed my sheep.
Yes.
Feed my sheep. Prepare your sheep for the harvest. For the Lord says it's coming, and it's coming fast.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. I receive it. I receive it.
Amen.
You know, when you said what I've gone through, I because we haven't spoken, but I have a daughter that has been in a coma since 2009. And I know that, you know, what you said is right on.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You're so faithful. Thank you, Lord. Have a good night, Sidney.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Now, Prophet Rita,
yes.
We have less than 5 minutes, and we've got five people. Can you? Is it possible to give like 45-second words?
I am willing to try.
Lord, what do you want to do? We'll just do what he wants to do. Area code 757, your name quickly. Area code 757. We can't hear you. I'm sorry. I don't know. Area code 704.
Hello.
Area code 704. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your name, please?
Yoshika.
Yoshika. Okay.
Now I was seeking prayer for family restoration within my immediate family and reconstruction with the household. It needs to be placed in divine order.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear that there's some strongholds that are still there. And the Lord says, just press in. Press in. I can't help but recommend a Strongholds course. If you'll write me, I'll tell you all about it. CWT at CWLINC.com. But the Lord says there's some strongholds. I'll give you words of knowledge. You're going to be practicing Ephesians 6:12, you know, about coming against, I want to teach you more effectively how to come against principalities and powers and rulers in high places. But the Lord says you're going to need people to pray with you in agreement. Amen.
Okay. Okay, what's the website again?
www.cwlinc.com. You'll look up Tearing Down Strongholds. Did you have anything, Rita?
I do not. I was just
okay.
Distracted getting the telephone number for the program for a lady.
Oh, okay. That's fine, because we're moving real fast right now. Area code 706. Area code 706.
Hey, Carlotta, it's Lisa. I'm not even going to make a request. I'm just open. The Lord knows what's on my heart. So I'm just hoping for a sense of direction, which way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe there's a new door opening, Lisa. A new door, and it's going to be okay to walk through it. Prophet Reed, are you getting anything?
I am not.
Okay. Okay. You just have that permission. The Lord has seen your faithfulness, and you just have that permission. So we'll see what comes of that.
Awesome. I'll let you know.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Area code 989. Welcome to the program.
Hello. My name is Lillian, and I was just calling to hear what God would have to say to me.
Okay. What was the area code?
989.
Okay, got it. Making a list of it. This is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you, Lillian. In the days past, you stepped out in faith, and you did things according to the word, and disappointment came. And you were not able to fulfill the things that were on your heart. But the Lord says, daughter, I am releasing you to a new day and to a new way, and you will see the completion and the wholeness of everything that I placed in you and for every reason that I created you. And you will know the fulfillment of life and the fulfillment of everything that I have impregnated you with. For I am opening doors and causing a strength to come into you that you have not known before. And where you thought that you would fall and not be able to stand, and where you thought that you weren't able to carry out the things that I have shown that it was my desire for you to do, you will be able to walk it. You will be able to talk it. You will be able to do it. For the Lord says, daughter, now allow me to carry you into the deepest part of the river Ezekiel and begin to flow with me and flow with the things of my spirit, and you will see fulfillment. You will see joy, and you will see happiness, says your Lord.
Hallelujah. Woohoo. Okay, one more. Just one more. Area code 609. Quickly, your name?
Yes, my name is Tamaya.
Tamaya.
Tamaya, yes. I'm calling just to get some prayer and hear what the Lord's saying to me.
Okay.
The Lord says that I'm beginning to take you on a mighty journey. And the journey will be one that I'm initiating and that I am, that I've equipped you for in the days past. For the Lord says that where you go, the fragrance of my love and the fragrance of my presence lingers. And the Lord says that I'm going to cause you to be an atmosphere changer, and you will be one that will change the countenance of people's face and their outlook on life. For the Lord says that I have made you special and unique in that way, and the words of life that I put in the midst of the womb of your spirit, you will begin to release, you'll begin to release, and you will see life to come, and you will see hope to come. So the Lord says, don't hesitate to speak to the elements. Don't hesitate to speak to sickness. Don't hesitate to speak, for I will flow through you, and I will use you in the days ahead.
Woohoo! Is that good or what?
Awesome.
Thank you. Please let us know. I want all of you to write us and to let us know what God does at CWT@CWLINC.com. And I want to give you an opportunity, Prophet Rita, to share your contact information so that people can get in touch with you too.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. You can find me on Facebook at Rita Kimberly Phillips. And I have a website which is www.jubelministries.com. And I invite you to come and to visit the website. God's love is on it.
Amen.
And lives are touched. So visit.
Amen. And again, you can find so many articles that have to do with hearing God's voice and healing on our website at www.cwlinc.com. I also want to encourage you, don't stay where you are. Come into our ministry training school at nowfaith.tv. That's not .com, that's nowfaith.tv. And avail yourself of 4 years of recording. Some are like this. The first couple of years is more teaching, but get the deeper insights that you will need for effective ministry, because we've made it available to you and to people around the world. God wants you to be trained and equipped. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Some of you might say, I need restoration prayer ministry before I can even get started. I'm dangerous. Go to Crosswalk Life or CWLINC.com and click on Restoration Prayer Ministry or search for it in the search box, and let us help you. Let us help you. You can get our contact information off both websites. And join us Monday with Ira Milligan, who will be back, and he's going to be talking about prophetic ministry too, but he will not be offering personal prophecy. We're just going to be talking about it, but you know Ira Milligan is good, so please join us and tell your friends. We love you. We love you, and we bless you with the perfect love of the Lord.
turn our eyes upon you, Lord. You've already been here in such a beautiful way tonight. And I would ask, Lord, that you would cause all of our hearts to be one heart, all of these voices here tonight, to be one voice of praise and worship. We've come just to honor you. And I know that your healing is going to flow.